文是记载在《希伯来书》十章三十九节、十一章一到三节、六节、十二章一到二节。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信就知道诸世界是藉神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，全心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的痛的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。读经完毕。
Greetings, church, once again.I know when we were hearing the word of God just from Sister Tina, you might feel a little bit out of context. Because we've been jumping around from verses 1 to 2, from chapter 10, verses 39, and then jumped in the beginning of chapter 11, and then the middle, and then go jump to the end, and then to the beginning of chapter 12.So, but hopefully, after today's message from God, that we will understand what God's meant for us to see the vision of faith. I don't know about you, but I do have a habit, usually after a sermon, like if I'm not preaching after the sermon, I will go back home and read that passage over and over again throughout that week. So I also invite you today that this might be a homework, if you will. You go home, read through chapter, the end of chapter 10, and then through entire chapter 11, and stop at the beginning of verse 2 of chapter 12. As much as we know, God's word is so vast, and with a, I don't know, and 45 minutes, 30 minutes of sermon time, there is no way we can cover it. But after God's word being unfolded to us, hopefully once you go home and when we read it, we have more deeper understanding.And often, when I'm preaching in church, whether in Chinese congregation or in English congregation, the message that I'm preaching is usually with God. It's the lesson that I'm also learning. So I would like to also let you know when I'm telling you or illustrating certain things, doesn't mean that I got it all. I'm also like you, journeying, learning, and growing together in Christ. And therefore, my authority, it does not come from my experience.It's only coming from God's word. So today our theme or topic that we're going to unfold is the vision of faith. Mainly focusing on the book of Hebrews chapter 11. What is that? What just happened? Can you go back to the second slide of... I think some technology issue. I'll stop using this. I'll let you know when I need to invent slides. How about that? Well, I can carry on. Well, mainly first thing that I wanted to do, give you an overview of what we are going to talk about today. The main core big idea of what we're going to talk about, the vision of faith.
今天我们的核心的理念就是我们的信心的视觉。
Faith is not trusting God to give us the future we want.
信心并非指神赐给我们我们想要的未来。
Faith is seeing God so clearly.
信心是其实是很清晰地看到神。
That we trust Him with the future we cannot see.
所以以致我们将我们无法预见的未来去依赖祂。
This is the vision of faith.
这个就是信心的视觉。
Let me begin with a question. What do you really see?
我首先想问你，你见到系乜嘢？
What are you looking at every day?
你嘅视野系乜嘢？你睇到啲乜嘢？
Physically, we know that every one of us wake up every morning, you begin seeing things, right? By God's grace, we're able to still have eyesight.
从生理角度来看，每日我哋会朝早起身醒来都会见到，用眼见到嘅嘢。
Some of us maybe right at the get-go in the beginning, you look at your bank account.
有啲人会自己睇下自己银行嘅存款。
Some might be looking at your children's future.
或者有啲人睇下子女嘅未来。
Some might be looking at your retirement.
或者有啲人会睇下自己退休金嘅户口。
Some look at your grades if you're a student.
如果学生嘅话，会睇下自己学校嘅成绩。
Some might be concerning or looking at your career's path.
有些人会看看职业或者公司的project.
If you did your doctor visit yesterday, you might be looking at your health reports.
如果你是看过医生，你会看看自己的健康报告.
You might turn on the TV or scroll on your phone, these days so convenient, look at the news, what happened yesterday or what happened today.
或者你会看看新闻，看看今天发生什么事。
Or some of you might even looking at into fear.
或者有些人会看到什么是害怕的东西，就是担心的东西。
You fear something, is there something I didn't do yet or something I missed today?
或者我有些东西没做，或者没做好，或者我怕。
So you're looking into fear as well.
所以你看到的是怕。
Because every decision that you made is shaping by what fills your vision.
因为我们所做的每一件事都是受到我们视觉的影响。
What you see would cost you what you need to do.
你看到的东西会看到你会做些什么行为出来。
And in addition, sometimes besides seeing things through our eyes, we do see things through our hearts as well, our spiritual eyes, if you will.
同时我们除了用眼看东西之外，我们会用心眼看东西，心灵的层面。
Some people think that, well, only Christian or people who has religion has faith, and who that there are people live without a faith.
有些人会觉得，即系基督徒先至会有信心，或者有啲人系根本冇信心，冇凭着信心生活嘅。
But that's not really true.
其实事实并非如此嘅。
Everyone has faith in something and live by that faith.
因为每个人对某些事都抱着信心嘅，有信心而活嘅。
The atheists will has they have faith because they trust in human reasons.
无神论者咧，佢有信心，佢信心系相信人类嘅，人类嘅理性。
If you are a market sharer, you're an investor, you have faith as well. You trust in the market.
如果你系投资者嘅话，你嘅信心就喺嗰个市场上边。
If you're parents like me, or grandparents, you have faith as well because you trust in the plan that you have for your children.
如果你是父母嘅或者祖父母嘅，你嘅计划就系抱住你嘅信心呢个计，信心信任嘅计划。
If you're also a student, then you also have faith because you trust in the education or the schoolwork that you've done will able to bring you good future.
如果你学生嘅话，你对教育充满信心，因为你信任呢个教育制度。
And this might sound very familiar with you if you are an immigrant. You come from another. You were born and raised in another country, and you came to this land.
这个咧就会比较贴身啲嘅，对我哋嚟讲，移民人咧会抱住信心，因为佢哋觉得跨海过洋之后嘅生活会更加美好嘅。
We all have faith, living by it.
所以我哋嘅信心，人人都有。
So the question is not about do you really have faith? Next slide.
所以问题呢,
but the question is, where do you put your faith? Where are your faith resting on?
所以主要问题是问你的信心有何而来,
and everybody do talk about faith, as we were just talking. Everybody has faith. Everybody talks about faith, but not everyone means the same thing when we talk about faith.
所以其实人人都讲信心的,
so I'll try to illustrate it to you. I mean, listed it out some of the things that how people, when they talk about faith, what do they really mean?
我现在就给大家看看,
it doesn't cover all, but it's, you know, a general idea. At least we got it.
不是所有的,
for the general public, when they talk about faith, faith is sometimes means believing in yourself.
对普罗大众来说,
but at the same time, because when I have faith in something, it will get better. I have faith in this. Yeah, I believe it will get better. It will. But at the same time, faith is about seeing, is believing. When I see it, I believe it. If I don't see it, it's not true. That's for the general public people. Religions also talk about faith, obviously. Faith, it means is it believing enough and doing enough. Because if any religion, I believe in the gods, or I believe this God will help me this, I believe.
I have to
believe harder and doing it more, because that's what religion requires me to do. Because this faith can earn me God's favor. So in religions, people who practice religions, they will believe in doing is believing. If I believe it, I will do it. That's how religions people will talk about faith. However, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 talks about faith this way. Believe God because God, He has spoken. This is my faith. I believe it's not in the outer thing, I believe in God's word. Because He spoke. My faith is also trusting in God's character, not in the outer things that I experience, not the not the environment, but in God's character. And so then therefore, faith in trusting in God leads me into obeying. You might see that. What are the differences between I'm in the religion, you know, column and the Hebrews chapter 11 column? They are very different kind of faith. Let us begin to get a little bit deeper. But we need to first know the book of Hebrews were written to a bunch of believers. They are Jews, but a bunch of Jews believers, but they are being discouraged. They were not doubting, does God exist? They believe God exists. I mean, out in the core as a Jew, they believe God exists. But they were wondering if following Jesus worth it. The reason is because they have faced persecution, sufferings, and that some of them even lost their properties because of following Jesus Christ. That's why they feel discouraged. And in the book of Hebrews, author used the first 10 chapters to try to explain to them, of course it's worth it because Jesus is better.
作者在頭十章的篇幅呢很詳細的解釋，就是說當然是值得，因為耶穌是更好的。
So what we want to talk about or think about today is if faith is better in Jesus,
今天我们要讲的是，如果信心是基督里面是更加好的。
So what does this faith look like?
那这个信心应该是怎样的呢?
What is my faith different from other religion and to the general public?
那我的信心和其他的宗教或者是普罗大众的信心有什么不同呢?
So that our life can be transformed. So your faith is not believing like a general public, you're not also believing like just a religious practice person.
所以我们的信心就和其他的宗教或者普罗大众不同了。
What's the first things that we're going to talk in the book of Hebrews that we'll talk about is faith is seeing God more clearly than circumstances.
第一点我们要讲的就是信心比环境更能清晰地看到神。
Because in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 said, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is not positive thinking. Faith is not optimism. Faith is not manifesting. Faith is not pretending. Meaning I'm not pretending that's in heaven as long as I have faith. I'm not just thinking it's going to get better because I have faith. I'm not also because I'm in a church, there are other people looking at me, oh, I have to act out pretending that I have faith. The very first thing that Book of Hebrews chapter 11 wants to tell that is faith is trusting in God's character. Because in verse 1, there are three words that the book of author used that help us to really see, oh, my faith is not basing on the circumstances or myself, but in God's character. Because the word that he used, faith, in verse 1, now faith is assurance, right? The word faith is pistis in Greek. It means trust, reliance, or dependence. So meaning faith is not just believing facts, which is things that happen, I can see, I can touch. But faith is entrusting yourself to someone or something.
信心是将自己托付于某位或者是某的事上。
So now faith, my faith is in God.
所以我的信心就是神。
And the second word that when you use the word assurance is hypotitis.
希腊文第二个字用的是 assurance, 即是 hypotitis.
So now faith is the assurance of, right?
所以现在的意思就是说是确信。
So it means confidence, the foundation of or something that's underlying reality.
So this is a foundation.
根基.
根基.
Yep. So meaning faith is entrusting in God.
So 信心是要信托付于神.
When I put my faith in God, my confidence, because God, it's my certainty.Well, of course, it leads to something that we... What is God? You know, it get deeper or deviated. So tell me, what is God? But of course, in general, hopefully that's what we all agree on. God is unchangeable. God is all-powerful. God is almighty. And he's everlasting, right? That's God. Otherwise, he cannot be called God.So if when my faith trusting in him, relying on him, my future got to be unchanged.
So if when my faith trusting in him, relying on him, his my future got to be unchanged.
That's my faith foundation and confidence relied on. And the fourth Greek word it uses is conviction, which is now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
希伯来第二个字用的是信心，是确据，即是conviction。
So it means evidence and certainty.
那个意思就是说证据或者是确定性。
If my faith relies on God and God is unchanging, that's got to be a promise.
如果我的信心是对着神有信心，因为神的神是不会改变的话，那这个信心，这个应许就是确定的了。
So when my trust, I'm not trusting in circumstance, I'm not trusting myself, I'm not trusting in things will get better, my trust is placing in God's character.
所以当我信的时候，我们不是信一个环境，一个事情，而是信在神里面的，永远不变的。
But one other thing that we must know, faith is not blind faith, because faith is not ignoring reality.
当然我们也都知道，信心不是盲目的去信。
Because we do see every day, I mean, John, I'm going through pain right now, how can I have faith?
有人问我，啊，John，我而家好痛苦啊，我点可能有信心呢？
And this is the key thing. Faith says that God's reality is greater than our visible reality.
信心系话俾我哋听，神嘅真实系比我哋嘅真实更加为真。
So that I'm not saying I'm denying storms, I'm not denying what's happening, right? I'm not denying the pain. I have pain. But I trust that God's ruled over this pain. Again, my faith is not putting in circumstances or myself.
所以我的信心不是因为环境的影响或者我自己。
My faith is placing in God's character.
我的信心是摆在神那里。
And Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3 say this.
希伯来书1章3节是这么说。
By faith we understand, and then so on.
我们因着信就知道。
This word understand is very important.
这个字知道是很重要的。
Because faith changes how we interpret reality.
因为信心改变我们怎样对现实状况的解读方式。
This world will tell you seeing is believing. When you see it, that's true. When you don't see it, that's iffy.
世人时时都会说眼见为实，看到就信咯。
But the Bible said believing in it, it changes how you see it.
但是圣经说呢，就是要相信，信可以改变我的视角。
And right between, again, we didn't have the time to go over it, but in Chapter 11 of book of Hebrews, it talks about Noah built the ark before he saw rain. Abraham saw descendants while he was childless. Sarah saw life while her body was barren.
撒拉虽过了生育的岁数，但系见到自己怀孕，生命的美。Moses
also saw the riches in suffering than Egyptians' treasure.
摩西认为苦难比埃及嘅财富更有价值。
So you can see that because of these people have faith in God's character, it changes how they interpret the reality that they see.
所以我们知道这些人，这几个人我们提到的人，他们因为他们的信心建立在神那边，所以他们的视野有所改变。
So faith changes your vision.
所以信心是改变我们的视野。However,
church, this is also where many Christians misunderstood.
所以弟兄姊妹们，很多基督徒就在这里有些误解。We
misunderstood faith.
我们误解信心。We
thought that, okay, then I believe harder than. Faith is believing harder. Faith is convincing myself everything is going to work out. Faith means I shouldn't have doubt. If I have faith, I shouldn't doubt.
信心是我意味着我们不要怀疑。
But this is not what Hebrews talk about faith.
不是希伯来书所说的。
Again, that's what we're talking about. Faith is not positive thinking. Faith is not optimism.
所以我们好像我们刚才说过的，就是信心不是向好的方面想，也都不是乐观思想。
Faith is confident in God's character.
信心是在神的特性里面。
So my question for you today is this.
所以今天有个问题是问下你们。
What fills your vision every day?
你的脑海中浮现的是什么？
Money, career, children, politics, health, social media?
是钱啊，是失业啊，还是你的子女啊，还是政治或者健康，或者是社交媒体？
Because what fills your vision eventually shape your life.
因为任何这些充满视野的事物都会最终塑造你的人生。
Let me give you an illustration.Many of you do go online. I assume you have cell phone, right? You use browser, right? Or apps, a lot of apps. The more apps that you open, the phone or the computer that you use slows down. So our problem today is not that we are lack of information.Perhaps, in fact, we have too much information. You wake up checking headline news, you're checking the markets, scrolling on your social media, checking emails, and all the notification prompt on your phone. Our minds are constantly filled with the vision of things that we do see. No wonder we struggle to see that are invisible to you. You only follow what you do see. Again, with so many apps, tabs open, slows you down.
所以当你开了很多 apps 的时候，你的机器就会慢了。
Isn't it also true for our spiritual life?
咁呢个系咪对我属灵嘅状况系一样呢？
Sometimes our hearts been occupied by the reality, the visible reality, the visible concerns that we have.
好多时我哋嘅心系被所有呢啲睇得见嘅人占据咗。
And we no longer see God clearly.
所以我哋就唔再清楚咁看到神。
So if faith changes how we see things.
所以如果信心是改变我们的视野的话，
It should also change how we live, because again, visions change our life.
所以信心就应该改变我们的生活方式。
So faith is obeying before it sees the outcome.
所以信心是要首先相信当结果出来之前就相信。
Again, we didn't have the time to go to read through the entire Hebrews chapter 11.But I invite you to go home, read chapter 11, and you will begin to see a rhythm pattern in book of in Hebrews 11. Because it's listed a lot of people who have faith.
因为在里面讲了很多不同的人物，是他们的信心。
And then you will see the pattern of God speaks to them, they trust, and then they obey.
你会见到神和他们宣告，跟着他们就会相信，跟着他们就会顺服。
Again, it mentioned Noah, Abraham, Sarah, and Moses. So Noah built the ark before there was rain. He was obeying.
挪亚在落雨之前已经建造了方舟。
God told him to build it, he trust, and then he built it.Same thing for Abraham. Abraham left home before he knew where he's going. Sarah, she didn't conceive, but God said she will conceive, and she believed that she will conceive. Before she was conceived, she already believed. Same for Moses. God did not deliver Israelite and then say, go lead them. Before God delivered, Abraham chose to lead Israelites.
Moses
But this is exactly also where we fail.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我哋就喺呢度不知不觉咁样。
We adopted a unbiblical view of faith.
我哋好多时基督徒不知不觉中就接受咗呢啲唔符合圣经嘅信心观点。
We define the faith through our experience.
我哋自己嘅信心系由我哋自己嘅经验出嚟嘅。
Without you realizing it.
而自己不知不觉中。
This is what counterfeit faith looks like.
So, these are 伪信心点样出现嘅
Faith is get me what I want.
信心系让我心想事成
As long as I have more faith, stronger faith, harder faith, I can change God.
如果我哋嘅信心够强硬嘅话，我哋可以让呢件事情做得成
If I have faith, it will guarantee there is a success.
如果我有信心嘅话，我可以改变成成功
I just need to keep on believing.Faith also relieves suffering. As long as I have faith, it will get better. I'm okay, I'm not painful, I'm okay, I'm fine. And faith also sometimes means, okay, if I have faith, my tomorrow will be better. It's all guaranteed, or being more certain. So I just need to believe harder.Isn't that what you heard sometimes? I'm afraid to share my story to someone because some other Christian would tell me, oh, John, you just need to believe hard or you're not believing hard enough. You little faith. But that's not the true faith. Biblical faith.Is if I have faith, faith helps me to trust God. I'm not trusting the future would be better. But trust in God. Faith is not to change the reality, but change me.
信心唔係改變現狀，係改變我。
Faith is also produces perseverance.
信心裏帶來堅韌。
Faith also endures suffering. Therefore,
信心係會令我經得起苦難。
Faith is confident in God's characters today, as we just talked about.
信心係今日對神發誓嘅信賴。
Faith is not just again.Trusting or believing harder, basically faith is getting deeper and deeper. The misunderstanding is because we think that faith is believing that God will give the future what I want. But Hebrews chapter 11 teaches us that faith is trusting God evengive us the future that you and I will not choose. You will not choose God. Yeah, you and I don't choose God. It's God chose you.Because what you choose is what you see. But faith is God chose us. Do you believe that? So how do we apply this? Again, these two kinds of faith is very different.So what we need to do in order to do that is, what kind of step of obedience has been delaying you because you do not see the ending? In our EM recently, we were talking about how can you believe in God?Or even we were talking about how do I step out?For first step, the faith. Well, many other people say, well, tell me the plan. Matter of fact, yesterday, our family, it was a holiday, so we want to go out to lunch. After I wake up my child, and they were like still very, you know, drowsy in the morning. But it was already like 11:30 or something like that. So I tell them, hey guys, let's get up and let's go out. We go have lunch. And then they were like, oh, where are we going? They didn't even wake up when we wanted to go, but they already asked me, where are we going? So my answer, are you going? Are you going? If you're not going to lunch, why do I bother to tell you? They want to see the whole thing before they go. Oh, let me see if I want to go to that place for lunch. If not, then I'm not going. That's very much like us today. This is called consumerism. When we come to church, we are consumer. God, tell me the plans that you want me for to staying in this church. Tell me what you want me to do. What's going to cost me? Before I will have faith in you. But faith is trusting in God even though He gives us a future that you and I do not choose. That's a real faith. Faith is obeying before you see the outcome. So what step of obedience are you delaying because you cannot see the ending? So lastly, we're going to get into faith is enduring because Christ is better. And then we're already jumping at the end of the book of Hebrews. There is some contrast stories that we see. So because you will see that in end of chapter 11, in verses 33 to 35, we will say that some people, through faith, they obtained what has promised to them. Because some of the people, they were able to escape lion's mouth, some become a mighty warrior in the battle, and they win. So through faith, they receive what had promised. But some through faith died and they never received what had promised to them. They suffered, they've been killed, they afflicted. These are contrasting stories of faith. Yet, the author of the book of Hebrews wrote these down to tell us this one thing. Both faith pleasing to God. Because faith is measured by trust, not results. You could have died. Because of faith, you don't get what you wanted in this life. But do you trust God will give you what He promised to you at the end? Yet you don't see it. Until the point you died. That's real faith. That's how the Bible, that's how book of Hebrews author have listed out all these contrast stories. Faith is not just making you will promise what you get in this life. You might even die believing without getting empty-handed.
So 信心可能到你死嗰日你都未知结果嘅。
And that's why it reminds me an old Irish hymn written in the 6th century called "Be Thou My Vision."
但有一首写喺六世纪嗰阵时嘅爱尔兰嘅赞美诗，叫做《成为我意象》。
This hymn was written to praise the believers, the Christian at the time in Ireland. And throughout 1500 years until today, this is still our Christians, our prayers. As we sing it, this is our prayer.Because the lyrics did not say, God, give me a better future. But be thou my vision. And it was an old English written when we were singing it as well, like, be thou my, what does even the word thou mean? So in English, it's translated, in Chinese it's much easier for us to, because it's more meaningful ways of written in it. So the English lyrics were basically talking about, Lord, be the center of my life, nothing else matters, only who you are. You are my first thought today or night, whether I awake or asleep, your presence is my light.
中文是这样说，求我心中王成为我意象，我便无爱慕，为主我景仰，充满我思想，我心向往，睡着或睡醒，自容是我光。
So faith is enduring whatever in our path because Christ is better.
所以信心是比环境更加能够清楚地看到。
Do you believe it?Is be thou my vision your vision? This is a very good summary of what we just talked about today. Because this is what the hymns was singing about. I don't know if you've been chewing on the lyrics when you're singing this hymn.Because faith is seeing God more clearly than circumstances. Because faith is obeying before it sees the outcome. Because faith is enduring because Christ is better.So how are we going to apply this today as we were talking about? If my vision needs to place it right in God's character, the unchanging God, and through faith, our life also, our way of interpretation also change?So how do you today to apply the vision of faith in everyday life? This should be a question that you first thing look at. The first thing that you look at is not your phone. It should be the, how do I have a vision of faith in God today? I know we don't provide church Bible to you all today, or we don't do that anymore. And I intended not having this verse on the screen. I want you to either use your phone, or if you do still bring official Bible, open to chapter 12 of Hebrews. Either your Bible or Bible apps on your phone.If you want to, go to Hebrew chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. This is what the answer of faith looks like. If you have it, let us read it together. In your own language. Therefore, since we are surrounded by a so great a cloud of witnesses,Let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance that the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who's for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. This is what faith looked like. Again, with the time you have, we just read it once. Brothers and sisters, I invite you, chew on it. I've been chewing on it for quite a while. I mean, I'm still chewing on it. Hebrews 12, 1-2 tells us to fix your eyes on Jesus. In chapter 11, listed out all those faith heroes. Our goal is not become one of the faith hero. That's not our destination. But Jesus is your destination. So I go back to the very beginning, I ask you this question. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? In your life. What is concerning you? What is delaying you? What is troubling you? Are you concerning your retirement? Are you seeing your children? Are you seeing fears? Or you see Christ? Faith is not trusting God to give us the future we want. Faith is seeing God so clearly that we trust Him with the future we cannot see. So this week, if you think God is speaking to you, I invite you to respond to God through this. These are just some of the ways that I can think of. Think about this. You can take a picture, whatnot, all that. What has become my vision? Keep on pondering this question. What is one act of obedience this week? What is God asking me to take this week? Let us pray, brother and sister. Father, we give thanks for you have given us your word today through the book of Hebrews 11. Lord, we pray that not only be a reminder for us, we might be in different journey of faith. Some are strong faith. We've been experiencing your presence. Right? We sometimes we feel that I'm weak. I'm like a stranger on earth because faith is just so vague to me. But Lord, I pray that give us this eyesight, this vision that my faith is not only relying on the visible circumstances, but I will see in you. Lord, I also pray for forgiveness that we choose the temporal comfort over the eternal calling that you have called the church. Lord, pray, give us that assurance of things that we hope for, which is you. Give us that conviction, the things that we do not see, which is in eternity of you. Lord, we also pray that leads us into the sanctuary that what we will one day walk into. While we temporally be still living on earth, Lord, I pray, may our workplace, the office that I go into, the school that I go to study, the home that I go every day, become the vision that, Lord, you want me to work on. Grant us the faith like Abraham to obey when future is unknown, when like Noah, when things did not happen, but they believe. Keep my eyes, Lord, fixed on you. May you become my foundation. May you become my builder. May you become my maker. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.